Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys a neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. As expected, Trump and Biden verbally beat each other up last night in the first debate. It may have been a little worse than expected. Michael Flynn's lawyer doesn't want him to be pardoned, and we lost a female icon singer on Tuesday. President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden spent more than an hour during the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, brawling over how to best manage the deadly coronavirus crisis, taxes, climate change, and a host of other domestic policy issues. The messy debate frequently turned pretty nasty, featuring shouting matches and repeated interruptions that left the moderator, Fox News' Chris Wallace, deeply frustrated. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden denied that his son Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from the wife of Moscow's former mayor as he faced President Trump's allegations of global corruption involving his son. Biden, the former vice president, disputed the large alleged payment first disclosed last week and defended his son's work in China and Ukraine. The next debate will be between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. That'll be October 7th. A lawyer for President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, told U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan Tuesday she recently updated Trump on the case and asked him not to pardon her client. Attorney Sidney Powell appeared reluctant to discuss her conversations with the president or the White House, saying she believed that they were protected by executive privilege. But after persistent questioning from Sullivan, she acknowledged having spoken to the president within the last few weeks. Flynn is one of a half dozen former Trump aides and advisors who were indicted as a result of the special counsel investigation on Russia election interference. Tuesday's hearing comes weeks after a federal appeals court had ruled that Sullivan did not have to immediately dismiss the prosecution just because the Justice Department wants him to and return the case to the judge for future consideration. Our saint of the day, he's particularly important for having made a translation of the Bible, which came to be called the Vulgate. Quote of the day, good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. Saint Jerome. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
I'm starting this commercial with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger Ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up downed trees from Hurricane Laura.
And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in 4 different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Jerome. Most of the saints are remembered for some outstanding virtue or devotion which they practiced, but Jerome is frequently remembered for his bad temper. It is true that he had a very bad temper, but his love for God and his son Jesus Christ was extraordinarily intense. Anyone who taught error was an enemy of God and truth, and Saint Jerome went after him or her with his mighty and sometimes sarcastic pen. He was above all a scripture scholar, translating most of the Old Testament from the Hebrew. Jerome also wrote commentaries, which are a great source of spiritual inspiration for us today. Saint Jerome is especially important for having made a translation of the Bible, which came to be called the Vulgate. It's not the most critical edition of the Bible, but its acceptance by the church was fortunate. He traveled extensively in Palestine, marking each spot of Christ's life with an outpouring of devotion. Mystic that he was, he spent 5 years in the desert so that he might give himself up to prayer, penance, and study. Finally, he settled in Bethlehem, where he lived in the cave believed to have been the birthplace of Christ. Jerome died in Bethlehem, and the remains of his body now lie buried in the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. The leftist PAC Next Gen, America's managing director John Lee Bruffer, is behind attacks on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's adopted children, roping several Democrat U.S. senators and Senate candidates into the smears on her family. Before President Trump even formally nominated Barrett to fill a Supreme Court vacancy that was left behind by passing of the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Bruffer leveled vicious personal smears against her, questioning the legitimacy of the adoptions that she and her husband made of two kids from Haiti. Next Gen America is a leftist super PAC that's funded by billionaire Tom Steyer. Steyer, if you remember, ran for president as a Democrat in the 2020 presidential primaries, but lost. Well, now he supports the Democrat Party's nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Next Gen America is also financially backing key Democrat candidates for U.S. Senate this year, like Teresa Greenfield in Iowa, Sarah Gideon in Maine, and Mark Kelly in Arizona. None of those campaigns replied when asked if they find Bruffer's attacks acceptable or if they'll continue to accept Next Gen America's support in the wake of this incident. Hong Kong activists' worst fear has become a reality. 12 protesters who were caught by the Chinese Coast Guard as they fled Hong Kong in a speedboat last month have not been allowed to call their families. They're being held without charge in a Chinese detention center. They've been barred from meeting lawyers appointed by their relatives. Soon they will face criminal charges, and they're expected to do so in the mainland's murky justice system. Hong Kong activists last year successfully fought off a proposed law that would have allowed residents to be extradited to the mainland. Since then, a new security law imposed by Beijing has tightened China's grip on the territory. Australian singer Helen Reddy, best known for her feminist anthem, I Am Woman, has died in L.A. at age 78, according to a statement from her children Wednesday. Reddy, who lived in Los Angeles, was diagnosed with dementia in 2015. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.